There is the most wonderful food hall here at the Great Yorkshire Show, which it looks likely that I'm not going to get to this year, which I'm a little bit disappointed about. One man who's there right now is Jules Dunby. You're not eating, are you?
Not yet, Adam, but when you said, well, just take the microphone and go anywhere in the show, the food hall was obviously the place I was going to go to. And, yeah, it's a big day, isn't it, for the Great Yorkshire Show, because, of course, we're going to get a visit from HRH, the Prince of Wales, and he's no stranger to the Great Yorkshire Show. It's a big deal for the Great Yorkshire Show. We think it probably is, but I'm in the food hall. I'm talking to some North Yorkshire producers. There's Nathan here from Robertson's, Butchers of Knaresborough, famous for their pork pies. And there's Lorraine from Kitchens, which is based in Snaith, near Selby.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got Mike from Boffins of Whitby. And Mary from Lewis and Cooper. Mary, you don't need any introduction. I know you're almost as famous as HRH, I think, when it comes to this. Mary from Lewis and Cooper, of course, in Northallerton. And that's it. What I might do is start with you, Mary, because you're a bit of an old hand at this, aren't you? Because, in fact, the last time I met HRH, it was when he was due to meet you right here at the Great Yorkshire Show.
Absolutely. It was 2-3 years ago when he came up and he came into the hall and came actually onto our stand, and we were very proud then.
What did he say to you?
Oh, goodness sake, he just looked at all the products, and we presented him with a Christmas pudding, with one of our nice Christmas pudding, nicely wrapped Christmas puddings, and Camilla came on as well, and it was he was very impressed with the stand.
And are you excited about such visits, or are you just sort of, oh, it's just another Yorkshire Show, it's just another Royal visit?
No, not at all. It's an honour to him to come along, and if he comes onto our stand, then we'll be very, very proud indeed. Whether he will or not, I don't know, but it's very proud. It's nice to have him come along.
Good for business?
Probably, yes. Not at that moment, because everybody's gone, you know, and they follow him and they get nobody for a while. But, hey, if they come back, and it is good. It's got to be, yeah.
Yeah, Mike, you've also, Boffins, Whitby, you've also met HRH, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Jules. I think it was probably the same year that Mary met him. And it was great that he stopped by. He was genuinely interested in our products, and it just gave us the opportunity to tell him a little bit about our business.
And he's so genuinely interesting. He just gives that impression, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a baker as well, as you know, with the Dutchie brand. And so I don't know if he's trying to pick up ideas. but it was good to talk to him. And he did seem very interested in our baked goods.
Okay, well, those are two people who've met the man. Hoping to meet him today, Lorraine from another baker's. And you've got a sneaky inside info, haven't you? But he likes meringue.
Yes, I believe so, yes. I was told that yesterday, and hopefully he's going to come to our stand today and see the meringues and take one home.
Well, what will it mean to you?
It'll mean a great deal, yeah, because I do like the royal family, and I do, you know, follow them, and I like Prince Charles. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully meeting him today.
And what will you say to him?
I will say having a nice day, and would you like to take the meringue home?
All right then. Well, Nathan from Robinson's, you're less than not quite as enthusiastic, right, it's fair to say. Is that right?
Yeah, to me it's not that big of a deal, but I think it's a big deal for the show itself. And I think people in to hopefully bring more people in to the show and see Yorkshire's like culture and products it's got.
So if you're lukewarm about the royal family, you still see it as quite a useful thing to have?
I still think we should have it. It's good for England to have, and especially someone to come to a show like this. Yeah, it's good for us.
And if he stops at your stall?
Oh, I'll give him a pie.
All right, Nathan, thanks very much. Well, there we are. So from old hands who've met him, to people who are perhaps hoping to meet him, to Nathan, who, could take it or leave it, really. That's the vibe, if you like, down at the food hall. And for me, I mean, that's funny enough, this is the place where I've actually spoken to Prince Charles, and it was when he was going across to talk to Mary, he suddenly made a beeline and came across and talked to me. And what he said, he came across to me and said, and what do you do, as he does? And I said to him, oh, you don't want to be talking to me. I'm not here for you to talk to. And my wife then butted in and said, asked him how he was. And I think that the one thing I said to them, the heir to the phone, was, have you tried the Lewis and Cooper black pudding? I think you'll like it. So that's my claim to fame.